That's better than Sound Clash. It's the Live 88.5 startup. And our car crasher, Jim Bray, gives us audio auto reviews every couple of weeks. You can find the written word at live885.com. Click on the startup engine, and Jim's on the line from Calgary this morning. Tell us about that Toyota Tacoma TRD, Jim.
Well, it's a Toyota Racing Development, they call it. What it is there's so many other vehicles that they've stuck TRD monikers on, and it's really, you know, it just means they add a little bit of chrome or this sort of thing. At least this one, they've done some heavy-duty off-road stuff for it. It's got, like a 6,500-pound towing capacity. You know, they put in things like a transmission cooler, you know, rear differential lock, fuel tank, and transfer case protection. So it's, you know, they've really upped the ante as far as taking this thing seriously off-road, which, of course, I did not do. But I did get to take it around some particularly snowy roads here after we had a very nice dumping of the white stuff. And, of course, you can just switch it into four-wheel drive on the fly, and it does a really nice job of keeping you stable on the slippy roads. You know, nice truck. This one I had was the access cab, which means it has kind of little suicide doors behind the main doors.
Right.
And little jump seats in the back, so you can have a couple of people that you don't really like sit back there when you're driving around. So, you know, actually, I have to laugh about it, because every time I have a truck like this, I joke that it's a truck that sleeps five, because back, I think it was my birthday in 1985, we went on a picnic. And it wasn't a Tacoma, but it was a similar type thing with the little jump seats and that.
Right.
And coming back from our 4x4 afternoon, we got stuck in a mud hole and had to spend the night there. It was myself, my best friend, my wife, and my two small kids, so it does sleep five.
Wow. Where do you put the dog?
We didn't have a dog at the time. Otherwise, he would have probably been torn apart in the back by all the wolves that were howling all night. The Tacoma's always been known as a very good truck. You know, I mean, it drives like a truck, obviously, and I don't like that, but if you're into trucks, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing I didn't like about driving it, really, other than that, was the brake pedal felt like you were stepping on a cinder block. You know, really no brake feel to it. I mean, the brakes work just fine, but the pedal just feels bizarre. But anyway, this thing came in at $34,645, and, you know, for a six-cylinder, 4-liter engine and everything on there, that's not too bad. Weak stereo, though. Typically Toyota, crummy little stereo.
Yeah. All right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, talks about the Jetta GLI in just a bit, and it's 8:26 now.
Catfish Morgan.
Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray every couple of weeks has audio auto reviews, and you can find the written word at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. And Jim, tell us about the Volkswagen Jetta GLI.
Yeah, this is a hot Jetta. Well, hot-ish anyway. It's kind of like a GTI with a bum, in that it's a sedan instead of a hatchback.
The J-Lo.
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the same tight handling of the GTI, but I mean, let's face it, this isn't really supposed to be a sports car anyway.
Right.
It's just a little bit of a hot sedan, but it's really nice. I had just the base model, so really there was no options on it at all. It just what it came out of the box with, which included a 6-speed manual transmission. Hadn't driven a manual for a while, and this one is very slick, shifts very nicely, a nice light clutch. The car actually is really a ball to drive. I mean, it's got the 2-liter turbo engine that the GTI has, so it's putting out 200 horsepower, which is plenty in this in this little vehicle.
Yeah.
Again, the interior is all Volkswagen. It means it's got a terrific interface. The touchscreen works great. The audio system for the reasonably base audio system is very good. Sports seats, extremely comfortable. I can't complain too much about this car, considering, too, for what you're getting in there with, you know, all of these sporty stuff, it's only $27,475.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a blast to drive. Now, you can get it with the dual-clutch automatic with the Tiptronic, and you can also get paddle shifters with it, too. So if you don't want to actually, you know, stir the stick yourself, you can choose from a very nice automatic transmission. That'll still be a lot of fun.
I saw this one at the auto show, and the detailing inside was spectacular.
Yeah, Volkswagen does some of the best interiors anyway, and they're so well laid out, and they just work so well. You know, everything's where it should be. Everything is nicely at reach, And even, you know, the audio system, the touch screen for navigation, you know, if you get the navigation of that, it's all extremely well done. Pairing the Bluetooth is just, it's actually easier than even the car says it is.
Really?
Because it tells you to punch in this code when it comes up, and it never comes up and asks you for the code. It just pairs and connects, and you're off to the races. Just remarkably simple.
Cool. Now, at that price, what is it competing with, and how does it do against the competition?
Well, I think at that price, you're probably competing against not very much. Maybe, you know, maybe the A4, but the A4 is going to cost a lot more.
Yeah.
And, you know, it will have the same engine in it. So, but again, it's more upmarket. You might be looking at the higher-end Nissan Altima. You know, you're probably looking at a Toyota Corolla in here. But there's no way those can even come close to matching the sporty prowess of the Jetta.
Wow, that sounds like a great review. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find out more at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Thanks for the time, Jim.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is...